Out, let's go around and do a roll call for attendance. Kim, you can go ahead and start.
Michael Rochambeau.
Chad Knight.
Erin Petty.
Michelle Gerber.
Cindy Saunders.
Kyle Sullivan.
Ryan Walker.
Matt Rasmussen.
BJ Olson.
Brian Ace.
Carla Brock.
John Roach.
Jason Lewis.
And.
Eric Farber.
It's over you.
Since he's late, my parents for building the box here.
Bob's retired, how come he can't be?
Can't.
This is for him. All right, you have the minutes there for May 11th. Any comments or corrections to the minutes?
Motion to accept minutes as published.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. All right, we enter into the public comment time. We have two times at the beginning and the end of our business. Anybody that is here in the room would like to address the committee, it's your opportunity to do that. All right, we have three discussion items today. Update on the contract negotiations, comprehensive update on the opioid abatement council and settlement funds, and then discussion on a name for the recovery center. And so we'll turn it over to Matt.
So the update for the comprehensive is relatively short. We have a meeting scheduled for June 29th to kick off the contract negotiations. So we'll be their team and kind of having that initial conversation about the big picture, from this committee, what that services. So should have better updates at the next meeting, but just want everybody to know where we were at with scheduling those.
Matt, what is the, I seem to remember that we talked about having a subset of folks.
So we have Joel and Cameron is on there. Tom Crosby. Sorry, there's one other person. But yeah, so they're, so we're all having that, there'd be a subset of this committee doing those things.
Any discussion on that? Might be a short meeting. Moving on to the next item, update on the opioid abatement council.
So I don't know how many people are aware of the opioid settlements that have occurred. The state obviously was involved in a national lawsuit. We had one initial company that settled for a large amount, and then that was followed by, I believe, five other settlements that were smaller, but combined were similar to the large amount. And so the county did sign on as a claimant to all of those lawsuits. And so I believe most of the cities, Franklin County also signed on. So we are going to receive settlement dollars next 17 years. And we've been working, and Cindy graciously volunteered her organization to be what's known as the Opioid Abatement Council. So it's a requirement in the lawsuit settlements is that we have to have a council that reviews how those dollars are being spent in the region. If people get out of line, they can sanction them, but also it just kind of, and then also does some of the reporting that's required in the settlement language. So the agencies will report to the Opioid Abatement Council, and then they'll report it to the I believe it's the plaintiffs. So we have been working with Cindy's group for the last 2 or 3 months, getting an MOU together. Sounds like just about everyone has signed that in our region. So there's 19 cities and counties in our region that are all now participating in this Opioid Abatement Council MOU. And so now the discussion is going to go to what are those dollars that are coming into this region going to be used for. And a lot of the early discussions have been that the agencies in this area are interested mainly in funneling their dollars to Benton County to be used at the recovery center. So that's actually really great news. That's going to give us, you know, maybe a couple $100,000 a year in operating revenue. So that would be a really good thing. So we'll be starting negotiations with them on individual memorandums of understanding. I was just talking to Kennewick today, and they're very interested in going down that route, so more to come, but I want everybody to be aware that there's some potential additional revenue coming in for behavioral health programs. And the allowable uses under the opioid language are pretty broad, but it's really anything having to do with substance use or mental health treatment, so. It's in here.
Good, sounds good.
Kyle's gonna do most of the work.
What's new?
There's three pages of allowable expenses.
Yeah.
There's, I think there's actually ten pages, there's so many things you can.
All right, Kyle, I'll help the camera.
Yeah.
No, but it's gonna be a really good thing, and so. Yeah, Operation Recovery Center is definitely. Ended everybody.
I had a feeling it was gonna do that too.
Right, next item on the discussion is the name for Recovery Center. We, at the last meeting, talked about the fact that Three Rivers may be confusing with other organizations that are in our community, and so I think we made the request that the committee would think about what sort of names and reasoning for those names that we might possibly consider. And so I am entertaining that we open the discussion on that. If somebody wants to kick us off and give us a perfect name, so.
Can I ask a clarifying question before we do that?
Yes.
Talking about a legal name change or a DBA as it pertains to Harmony?
Right now there's, this is just a name.
So
it's not a business license.
So it doesn't have to change any of the documentation, but the state is tied to grant dollars.
Well.
That's my question. Is this a change of, name is tied to existing contracts or funding, or are we just talking for extra for this purpose?
I would highly recommend that it just be option B, because changing the name on the grants is a lot of paperwork.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually has to have legislative approval.
Right.
And at federal level, that's a long time.
Okay. So this is a name for external marketing and communication firms. Okay. Thank you.
So, and then this name that we come up with, is that going to be the name that the provider's contractually obligated to use there?
Say yes, if we're going to have a name for the facility, that's what we want to have used.
Because ultimately the contracts could change years down the road,
right,
who's running a facilitated facility, but we'd still want that.
Yes.
Continuity with the facility itself.
Right. We'd have something where it's, you know, what name of the center, and
yeah,
the contractor's name be part of that underneath operated by, or something we've worked out on. Right now it's comprehensive, we've worked out with how they like this thing. So obviously we'd want them to have, they want some recognition or indication that they're the operator. Post that.
So I can't even remember, did we pick somebody that all these names were supposed to be sent to?
I don't believe so. I think it was just going to be a discussion.
Okay. We'll think about it and come back with suggestions.
Okay.
At the next meeting.
Oh, it sent me a lot of names.
Okay.
I can read them. Okay. One idea that Jason had, which I thought was excellent, is that no matter what name we choose, we put the word regional in that name. So whatever the name is, it's kind of broader than the name. Anyway, Columbia River, Mid-Columbia, Columbia Basin, Benton Franklin, Southeast Washington, or the Hope Center.
Maybe we could say each name with the full, like, Columbia River Regional Recovery Center, Mid-Columbia Regional Recovery Center, is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Then?
Yeah.
I would like to see maybe wellness be a part of it, rather than a rehabilitation or necessary care, a recovery center, just to put a positive spin on it.
I like
especially with the campus perspective that it's been discussed so much and building in the other strengths-based supports afterwards. Yes, recovery is a long-term plan and process, but.
Not to throw anything out, but theoretically, the two locations could have different names.
No. Okay. Glenn, it's tough on.
All right, strike that for the minute.
It's a fair question, but I would be against it.
So Erin, are you thinking something like recovery and wellness, whatever?
Or, you know, one of these names, say the Columbia Basin Wellness Clinic Center.
Mid Columbia Regional Wellness Center.
Well, so wellness, I get it. There's a desire to encompass a broader sense of things than just.
Destigmatize.
Right, but the term wellness in recent years, in my view, has sort of gained a bit of stigma itself in that it's associated with, you know, a lot of like Gwyneth Paltrow website kind of alternative health modalities that aren't necessarily well associated with the kind of evidence-based approaches that I think that we're going to be taking here. So while I don't hate the word and I don't hate the idea of it being included in the name, I would resist the idea of it being the only designator, right? As a, you know, what we're doing here.
I already have the recovery wellness, recovery and well-being center in Richland, so having another duplication.
Well, just like I said that, and I was talking, I remember early on in the pandemic, when all the gyms had to close, they all changed their name to
right.
Columbia Basin
exactly.
Wellness Center.
Yeah. Right.
In fact, we have Columbia Basin Racquet Club Health and Wellness Center.
Oh,
yes. So I agree. But do we want to be confused with what they're doing? It's just very good services,
yeah.
And all that, and you mentioned they're a gym. So.
Okay. Michelle, don't we have a Hope Center of some sort in Tri-Cities?
I don't know if we have a Hope Center. I don't know.
Hope Medical Center.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's not do another confusing name, in my opinion. A duplicate name kind of thing. I'm like Columbia River Regional Recovery Center, but that's just my opinion.
I like it also.
Make sure the acronym doesn't say, if I remember back in the day at crisis, we had this, we were required to have this assessment, risk assessment profile. And the manager at the time called it the crisis risk assessment profile. She was resistant to having that. So it was the, became known as the crap form. So we need to care about that.
That's where I was going.
I saw it.
Yeah, I mean, see, Columbia River Regional Recovery Center actually works on that front. I mean, that's CR3C, you know?
Yeah, C3RC.
Yeah. Yeah, C3RC. Yeah. I think it sounds fine. Anyways. Seriously opposed to that option. Let's start with that. Sounds like no.
Call a vote?
That's a.
You have to put it in a motion.
I'm not voting member, so I can't make a motion.
Yeah, somebody's going to make a motion. Columbia River, one more time.
Columbia River Regional Recovery Center.
So motioned.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion?
The only question I would have is not to confuse the public, but will there be, you know, I mean, do we refer to it at least for a while as the new name formerly known as, or just all of a sudden we start talking about this and then people in the community saying, well, you are doing something different. So I don't, there may be that, how do we,
maybe
Glenn is the right.
Maybe we have to do some because I think we've been been more just generically calling it the recovery center.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that Three Rivers thing is stuck real hard yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it'd be, it wouldn't be a far stretch to throw on the Columbia River Regional, because they still got the recovery center in there.
Yeah.
Have Glenn take a look around, see if there's anywhere we need to message and clarify that.
Because of the previous conversation, this I think is not reaching. There is a Columbia River Mental Health Services, but I believe it may be on the west side of the state.
I think they're Vancouver.
Yeah. So we're far enough apart, it's not the same community, like it was the other situation, they're like service providers for some of our work, right?
Yeah, I remember reaching out to them when they were doing the RFP and seeing if they were interested to.
I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't be, but we probably want to check the Secretary of State website just to be sure, see if the .com and .us and all that is available for that.
Maybe the motion is pending verification of legal ability to use the name. Which to be fair, we're gonna check with Three River.
So somebody besides Matt has to look for that amendment.
Motion to amend the prior motion to include a provision that the legal and primary marketing aspects of the name are suitable.
If we do legal name, does that pose issues though?
If it's, somebody has to second that first.
No, we're sorry.
Okay, I would say. You're up.
Thanks, clearly I didn't take that training. From a legal perspective though, if we change the legal name, does that pose challenges related to previous CDC funding?
Okay. State can know it as one name, what we put on the, what we put on the building, call it here and there. And so we may still, I'll discuss with the Department of Commerce if it makes sense to continue to do the applications as the old project name, recognizing that it'll be a different name. Okay, or if they suggest future applications be a different, just describe that it is back the same doctor.
Thank you.
I'll work on that side.
Rather than making two votes, any disagreement with the amendment? Hearing none, the motion is that we name the new facilities, Columbia River Regional Recovery Center, which most people refer to as Recovery Center, I'm sure. And the amendment is that is Matt is going to look in, or
Glenn's going
to Matt and Glenn are going to look into the availability of that name. And assuming there's no problems that they bring back to the committee, that that would be the name. That's an awful long session.
You got it, though.
I was going to say, summarize that really well. I think that's too much of a mouthful. I'm just thinking of my the broadcast days. Columbia River, you know, it's too much for people to remember too. Honestly, I think it's too much. I think you gotta keep it simple.
See to the RC too. I mean, if you're doing your marketing, so for lenders.
Any other discussion? All right, just call for a vote. Those in favor of the motion, do we need to read it back?
No,
she says no. All right, those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. All right. Think We are now at the second time for public comments. Anybody who is here as guest would like to share with the committee, it's an opportunity to do so.
This is probably after the horses left the barn, but I wanted to go back to comment on the name. I thought the comments you made, it was very, very insane. When we looked at the same discussion several years ago, one of the primary criteria is we looked at service providers. Is there, what should the name be? Should it be geographic description where it located? Or should it be more accommodative to the services that are provided? Your call came out basically the second. As you see, like Iron mentioned, big others spoke. Many others said some type of descriptive. One of the things that came up earlier as we were looking at what we came up with, two rivers, three rivers, was to sort it to rivers, the rivers and Tower Center, either as a catch line for marketing or as the name itself. So I would hope at some time as you look at, especially as you get the service provider on, look to get their input in regards to how's the best way to market this, how's the best way to make sure that those people that are looking at it, we have a good feeling rather than feeling like they're just checking into some type of a formal medical institution rather than a place of assistance. So I hope that's not completely a dead topic. Like I said, I like the original one back in the old days, but we forgot the number of rivers, we just called it the rivers. That's all I have. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments?
I'm all kind of along the same lines as you, and I hear where you're coming from. I think sooner than later, whether it's going to be the recovery center or whether it's something shortened, it's going to take hold rather quick.
All right. Other business. Yes,
I'd like to announce that the Recovery Coalition, many of you probably know, has a formal MOU with the county. We're able to take in funds and funnel them to the county for the recovery center. We've received our first donation of $11,300.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
A question. I know that we've talked and been asked a couple of things, and there still is a lot of uncertainty, but just revenues and expenses, if we're any closer to at least getting kind of some ballpark of, I think the revenues, we maybe have a clear picture of the 1.10%, maybe not what we're getting in donations or those sort of things, but and then kind of like a ballpark. I'm just concerned we're going to start getting services, a lot of requests. We already had one that kind of nobody was expecting, and we're going to be asked to make some decisions, so it'd be good to get that.
My hope is here is that as we start this discussions with comprehensive is that we can get a, not going to hold them to it,
yeah,
some kind of ballpark number to give us some feel good about moving forward with some of these other services. So I got my last report about a week ago when there was in the fund right now about $3.4 million on the Benton County side. I don't have a number for Franklin County, but I suspect it's that much, probably close. So it was a little less than that. You guys started a little before us, so I think probably in that ballpark. That's my hope, is to get a ballpark number from comprehensive that will let us come back and start having discussions about these other services that we've talked about.
Appreciate it. Any updates on conversations with United?
I have not heard them. I spoke to them several times. They were willing to get me something and have not seen any. We had an architect on who was interested in coming and doing it. We need to do an evaluation of the facilities to see what it will require to bring them up to the current code. And they backed out, so we are seeking another architect. So I think they underbid it significantly. They told us $2,500. Like, that seems like not getting enough.
Hey, try to see this.
Zero. So our procurement team is back out trying to check in to come take a look at the two that we've identified on the KKH campus as being potential locations for that sobering center. I should add that as an agenda item.
Any other business?
Cindy, during the last meeting, we had all of us had a robust conversation around other services that were needed. Folks potentially embedded with law enforcement, fire, or standalone, and would work with them and CCOM to be directly dispatched for behavioral health. Have those discussions went anywhere?
Yeah, actually, after we met last month, the mental health subcommittee got together a few times and drafted some language around what we had discussed in this group. We put that together on a one-page RFI, got it approved by everybody on the mental health subcommittee, and we sent it out to United, Lourdes, Three Rivers Therapy, and Comprehensive. That was sent out at the end of May. And anyone who was interested in providing that first responder service was to have just some information back to Matt by June 30th. Sure. So by June 30th, we should get any responses to anyone who's interested in providing that service.
Or I haven't heard from anybody. So that, well, they'll call on June 28th.
It's a great update.
I did have a brief exchange with Mike after the meeting last month, just about communications and utilizing the county websites, in some fashion to get the word out in the way that makes the most sense from that venue. And we didn't really take it anywhere, but I think just to, raise it again and think about from a comm standpoint, especially if there's a, something that we might do around the name change and, that branding element to be able to, yes, from a Herald perspective, but also some of the other venues out there, including the county's own websites. I think it'd be really good to be thinking about.
Yeah, we're working on public safety sales tax. One thing that I think is going to be very beneficial when we're headed down this direction is a standalone web address, even though it's hosted on the county's website, but what you search for or pop up, it's different, and it's a flash based portal. So I think something we ought to consider is its own web address.
Sure. Yeah.
That way people aren't having to dig through one of the county websites to find it. If Google it pops up as this, and they can redirect to where.
Yeah.
If I may chime in from a marketing perspective, I probably should keep that in mind when thinking of the name of the center. Because if somebody has to type in Columbia River Regional Recovery Center, one letter missing or one letter double something, they're not going to necessarily find the right address.
If we were
going to the email, the longer the website address, the more likely they're going to.
Yeah, if we were going to stick with this name, that would be 3C3RC.gov or .com. Yeah, I agree. It really irritates me when I type in a 20-word web address.
I know Glenn is. You are working on a website, whether it's named this or whatever, but that's correct, right?
Yes.
Glenn, is it sites by kind of initiative or really specifically around the recovery center? Just because there's other things that will come out of the 0.1% funding. There's other things that will come out of the OAC and hopefully not. Hopefully they all dump here and it's all towards the recovery center, right? But it's, how do we make sure we're talking about all of the ways we're investing those funds?
That's a great point. And I would lean towards having it be by the sales tax initiatives and we're having it called safety sales tax. And how's that information on?
Clearly the recovery center itself will have its own webpage, right? But this stuff needs to be collective in some places.
You're talking about the 3C, 2C, whatever. I lost track. It does remind me of the church.
C3.
It's
true.
But again, they do that to shrink the name so that they can have an easier web and marketing brand, even though the name of the church is longer, right? Are in the conversations with Comprehensive as we're coming up to that, is staffing capacity being discussed at all, or is it really just let's get this rolled out? And I say that because when we talk about community health improvement plan and a lot of the work that we're doing in other areas, you know, workforce, we've had this conversation before, right? Workforce development capacity is an issue for all of us. We're all struggling with that. But this population of services specifically, assuring that we actually have the workforce to populate this center when it opens, feels like it needs to be a really robust conversation. And I, like I said, I know we're trying to figure out how to have those conversations with partners for the community health improvement plan, but this is the thing it needs to be centered around. And then everything else hopefully will.
Well, that was part of the required response to the RFP and Congress to provide their thoughts on how they would address that. So it's definitely going to be part of the contract discussion.
And again, no one's stealing from every other biggest organization in the community to staff the recovery center, and then we're all going to be working on trying to make sure everybody else gets that staff built back up. However that lands, it's a bigger picture issue. And working, you know, with our local colleges and universities, you know, working on the licensure issues and the all the things that we've talked about before, working on the, you know, the pipeline from our local higher ed to make sure we're prioritizing this kind of capacity in their efforts.
The legislature passed the bill making peers a profession. So it should be better, easier for peers to gravitate to that because they can move up a ladder.
Legislature passed to lessen the requirements for licensure as well for different professions like psychologists, psychiatrists.
The amount of hours required.
Yeah.
Ryan, do you know when that implementation is? Normally it's a ways after.
Maybe 90 days after.
Yeah, for science.
Yeah, yeah.
So probably not long.
Yeah. Most of them are going to be in effect by the end of July.
Other business. Short meeting. This will be adjourned.